Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Police are preparing a report for the coroner after an international tourist has died at Isabella Falls in Edmonton. Emergency services responded to reports the Israeli tourist was found unresponsive in the water at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. CPR was performed, however, the 26-year-old succumbed to his injuries. It follows the death of a 17-year-old at the waterfall in December of last year. The rise in independence in local government is down to a change of mood in society, according to a Queensland political psychologist. It says every elected councillor in Cairns is now registered as an independent. UQ's Dr. Frank Moles says it's likely we could see the trend move to the state elections.
The feeling that it's possible also, right? Not only is it easier to get registered as an independent candidate rather than a minor party, say, but it's also the feeling that it's been done now. There's examples of successful independence.
Rental anxiety isn't just affecting younger Queenslanders. More than 172,000 people aged over 55 are renting across the state, with 16.2% in that age bracket in Cairns. Darren Young from the Council of the Aging says they've been hearing that some are struggling to navigate the rental market due to technology and the application process. And that was the moment that Kyle Felt officially broke the all-time try-scoring record for the Cowboys. The Cowboys wrangling the Titans 35-22 in Townsville last night. But it's not all good news, though. Coach Todd Payton, fearing rookie Zach Labert, has ruptured his ACL.
Devastating news for the kid, really. Like, he's put in a really good preseason. He's been through it before. He's had an ACL on the other knee, so he knows what's ahead of him if the scans go the way that we think they're going to.
And updating the Q Cup, the Falcons proved too strong for our Northern Pride, ending Saturday's derby ahead 32-10 on the sunny coast. The North will now be looking for redemption when they clash against the Redcliffe Dolphins on Saturday.